Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, a special edition of the Power Is Now Online Radio. My name is Eric Lawrence Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online and on the telephone. It's a beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to talk to Roger Bean, CEO of LREV Asset Management. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a great show today. Get all your questions asked and answered about LREV, their past, their present, and the future. I'm excited about this interview and the great things we're going to learn from Roger today. Today's show is being sponsored by Prime Lending. Folks, I'm a production manager for Prime Lending, and I want to encourage you to consider me on your next transaction. Please contact me by phone at 1-800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. And if you need a pre-approval or to consult with me about a transaction, please call me or email and put my 31 years of experience to work for you. I promise you will not be disappointed. Well, folks, if you haven't heard about Prime Lending, you will soon because we are everywhere, a nationwide bank. Go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them that the Power Is Now sent you. Well, we're going to take a break in just a few minutes and give you an opportunity to tell agents in your office to get online or on the telephone and listen to the show today. They will not be disappointed. Call, text, email your friends and buddies in the business and let them know that the Power Is Now is live on blogtalkradio.com/thepowerisnow and thepowerisnow.com. We're live with Roger Bean, CEO of LREV. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, so please reach out to your friends. I promise you they will thank you for the invite. We'll be right back. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time, you'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever's playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now all about real estate. empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The power is now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what the Power Is Now is all about. And that's why we have this information playing every single day on the Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media. And of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. We're just a few minutes away to start the interview. Again, please tell your friends that if they want to know about LREZ, they should join The Power Is Now online or by telephone right now. For those of you who are new to The Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan, The Power Is Now, suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. And we are at our best. We maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now online radio is an online radio network from which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier at thepowerisnow.com or you can contact me by telephone at 800-401-8994 extension 703. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to our website, thepowerisnow.com, and become a member of the Power Is Now network for free. And on the Power Is Now website and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to other services that can help you grow your business. There is value in membership, and membership is free. Being a member also adds you to our database for communication and notification of upcoming speakers like today, Roger Bean, CEO of LREZ. Well, this is the final call for listeners. We're about ready to begin this great conversation with Roger. And so, folks, before we start the conversation, I just want to share some information about Roger Bean. He is the founder and CEO of Orange County, California-based LREZ, a national provider of residential and commercial valuations and asset management for mortgage, banking, credit unions, real estate industries. He leads a dedicated team of professionals committed to bringing real-world solutions, and I was going to say world-class solutions, and I'm sure he'll agree with me, but real-world solutions impacting operational efficiency and institutional profitability to LREZ client organizations. With a deep understanding of the banking, real estate finance, and default management sectors, Roger is a proven leader with extensive executive management experience and a solid understanding of business. He has more than 20 years of experience in the real estate sector. Prior to founding LREZ, he was a co-founder and executive vice president of financial asset services. He's a native of California. Roger earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in business and communication from California State University, Long Beach. That's Roger Bean, and folks, we're so happy to have him on the line with us today. I really appreciate Roger taking time out of his busy schedule. Roger, thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Eric, it's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I really am excited about you being here today, and I know how busy you are. You've got a lot of things going on with LREZ and just in general, and of course, being a family man with kids and a gorgeous wife of yours, Molly. Tell her I said hello. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
I married way over my pay grade, Eric. But no, Molly is amazing. So thanks for saying that. But no, we are busy and we're excited about the 2013 and beyond. We just couldn't be more focused and ready for what the marketplace has to offer. You know, we're a very well diversified company and we feel we have the plan ready to succeed and work with some tremendous clients and some tremendous vendor partners as well. So we're ready to go.
Well, Roger, that's what I like about you. You're always positive. You always have a positive outlook on everything. And as you know, this economy has been challenging. Real estate has been challenging for real estate professionals. And we just seem to be challenged in just about every area. And it's bringing out the best in some of us and the worst in others. And those who choose to look at everything as positive, you know, the glass half full as opposed to half empty, seem to always have strategies and workarounds and plans to continue to go to the next level. And that is you, Roger. That is you, Mr. Bean.
Well, thank you. I am an eternal optimist and feel that the industry consistently, whether it's 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, or just this year, the industry continues to give us boxes of lemons. And, you know, we got to look at the box that it comes in. How can we use that cardboard or the wood? How can we use the rind? How can we use the pulp, the juice, the seeds? Because it's no longer just squeezing some juice out of the lemon and going on to the next. With the regulations that have come on that we've earned in many instances in our industry, it is required, Eric, that we take every opportunity to create opportunity, see opportunity, be opportunistic, because the regulation is, if it's not here, it's coming. So
right.
We've got the CFPB, TILA, FHFA, Fannie, Freddie. It's tremendous. The past 4 years, we've spent a lot of time analyzing and considering and researching what is the new marketplace? What are the new rules of the game in lending, real estate sales? Who are going to be the qualified buyers if they are not cash buyer? And you are in the lending business, Eric, and understand how difficult it is to adapt to the new rules. But we now know what those rules are, and we are adapting, and we have overcome many of the obstacles as you're listeners today have overcome the obstacles that have been set forth with many different challenges, yes, but we also see that there's a lot of stabilization in the marketplace. We see
right.
that prices have stabilized. We understand what interest rates are going to be, at least for the next year to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So although inventory is low in many instances, the markets are stabilizing, and that's very exciting. We know the rules of the game. The market is stabilizing. Now let's get to work and do what we all do best. Sell the real estate and get it financed and be ready for the next opportunity.
Well, Roger, you couldn't have said it better in terms of just all the positive things that we need to consider. If you know the rules of the game, the rules of engagement, then you can play at the highest possible level if you're prepared to do that. And clearly, by the conversations you and I have had, both in previous shows and off the line, I know that you are ready. In fact, folks, we're going to be talking about the state of real estate. And Roger, because as you can tell by the conversation, he is not only working in his business, but he's working on his business. And that's a challenge, I think, that most professionals face each and every day, making that decision to be working in their business as opposed to on their business. And so Roger's going to be kind of giving us the state of the union, if you will, the state of real estate. And then we're going to dive into his company, because given the state of things, what exactly is LRES doing? We're going to talk about their 2013 strategic plan. And then the fact that they are buying and selling REOs. They have a valuation division. In fact, LRES is an AMC. And then investment opportunities for real estate agents who have inventory and they want to sell. Well, Roger Bean could be your client. So, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. And to help me today are some very important people, VIPs, I call them. They're our co-hosts today. We have Diane Langston, Keith Thompson, and Lynetta Cornelius. And they're going to all come in their own way, introducing themselves to our audience and to Roger, and begin our Q&A. Then after them, we'll open the lines to those of you who are listening by phone. All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone, and then the screener will come on, Deidre Davey, and she'll ask for your name, the state you're calling from, and your company, and then we'll bring you online if we have time to ask Roger a question. So, Roger, before we get into our talking points today, it is a tradition on The Power Is Now to ask every guest, what does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you as an industry leader and professional? What does it mean?
That's a great question. The power of now to me is action, people taking action, you taking action, Eric, as the leader, to educate and inform the entire real estate community, closers, yourself, lending, title, agents, outsourcers, servicers, funds, owners, and it's just a phenomenal opportunity to gain information, not only today, but with past shows as well. So that's what excites me when I hear about the powers now.
Well, I appreciate that, Roger. It is a passion, and you are right. We are providing great information every single day that I believe consumers and real estate professionals can use. And if we would just act on 10% of what we know, I think we'd all be just a little further ahead. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. But you said it working on the business instead of in the business, Eric, and I think that is extremely important. Each year, and actually twice a year, our management team goes off-site. It doesn't have to be far. It just needs to be off-site without cell phones and load yourself up with whiteboards and papers and make sure everybody's collaborating and debating. But the most important thing is to walk out the door knowing the plan. That's extremely important, especially in this time of year as we head into 2013.
You're absolutely right. Everyone should have a business plan done already. If it's not done, it should be close to being complete. We should go into 2013 knowing exactly what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it, what kind of investments we need to make. There's a lot involved in planning, and I think that's part of the spirit of the power is now, is recognizing that you need to know where you're at all times right now with your business. So, Roger, tell us about the state of real estate. I know you have some great information to share with our audience. Let's start there, and then we'll segue into the state of LRES.
Sure. I think as far as the state of real estate, I think it's going to be interesting. We now are post-election, which is exciting to have that behind us. And we now have to look and say, well, is the administration's direction going to create and restore competitive growth environment, or is the pendulum swinging too far, stimulating more litigation, risk in real estate, in the real estate and its related businesses? You got to calculate the costs of doing business today. For instance, you mentioned that LRES is an AMC. Well, 2.5 years ago, we had zero fees in compliance and states and such to conduct business. Today, we will spend over $125,000 in 2013 to be a fully licensed nationwide AMC, which is a tremendous amount of money. The fees to complete the business have not increased. In fact, they've decreased. So, and the vendor fees certainly don't increase or decrease, pardon me. And therefore, it's a requirement for us to be very efficient and work on a very fast timeline. Yet the customers are demanding the same amount, if not better, accuracy of the information that we provide. So I think it's incumbent upon us as industry professionals to really understand not only what is your plan, but making sure there's an opportunity to continue to make money based upon the regulations, the heavy, heavy regulations that are burdening our businesses that were not there just 2 years ago. As far as the state of real estate itself, we do see that there is a stabilization in many of the markets. Again, there's less inventory, but obviously the entire shadow inventory has yet to come through the process. I was reading an article where Chase is forecasting an additional 1.2 million new delinquencies in 2013, and in addition to that, approximately 650,000 redefaults on mods. So you have a tremendous amount of default still to occur, but at the end of the day, the improvement at the end of 2011 forecasted for 2012, and now at the end of 2012 forecasting for 2013, the amount, the percentage of default in the marketplace will reduce 5%. So the overall marketplace has gone from 12% in default to 7% of loans in default 2013. That's a significant improvement in the national marketplace and something we need to be aware. Therefore, as we are an REO outsource provider, it's important for us as a company and those of the agents on the line today to understand be a diversified real estate agent, because 5% reduction, which is a total of 7% of the marketplace, will be in default next year, meaning there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in the retail segment as well. So diversification is a very, very important planning opportunity as far as the state of real estate is concerned coming into 2013, and something our company is completely aware of. We are definitely planning from diversification to helping out our retail and origination business partners.
So, Roger, no agent should be hanging up their REO hat just yet, but they definitely should be making some inroads to diversifying into short sales and the regular sales that are happening more and more in the marketplace.
Short sales and REO will continue to be a significant impact in the marketplace, no doubt about it, for the next 2 to 3 years. However, it's going to be more competitive as an agent because the inventory in those segments will be reducing as time progresses.
Roger, what area, and let's say in California, but you can also speak nationally, what areas represent the greatest opportunity for REO agents right now?
Good question. Nationally, we're still finding the Rust Belt struggling. However, pace of sales is certainly outnumbering the pace of appreciation. Just because we are seeing a reduction of inventory doesn't necessarily mean prices are skyrocketing back to where they were 5-7 years ago. So we don't really see a lot of appreciation, Eric. We simply see a reduction of inventory. And I think a lot of that is, you know, we've got the upcoming potential fiscal cliff. We've got a situation where the once forbidden thought of mortgage deduction being eliminated, highly probable, that is now going to be considered as no longer being a deduction for people who have a loan, no longer being able to deduct interest on your income taxes. So appreciation is not expected here to us for really quite some time, especially if the mortgage interest deduction is eliminated from future. That would actually drive more people to remain as renters and or to the rental market. So does that answer your question, Eric?
Yeah, it does. And just in thinking about that statement here, because whatever there is, you know, a challenge, there is also opportunity, is eliminated. If that deduction is eliminated, then you're absolutely right. That will be a serious headwind to appreciation in real estate. But it might represent a great opportunity to those who are looking at real estate as a primary means of funding their retirement, you know, paying cash for houses and with a thriving rental market, and if property values remain low. That puts a lot of people who are sitting on cash right now haven't been impacted through this whole crisis. That puts them in a pretty great seat to strategically invest and set themselves up for retirement with passive rental income. So it could be a win-win, although in the bigger picture, it's probably not a win-win. I certainly want my interest deduction.
Yes.
Well, for those of us who are making anywhere near six figures, we need that interest deduction. We're going to get killed in taxes.
Yes. Well, and the thought process there is that interest rates are so low, so you've got, average 3.5%. So when you take the 3.5% is in interest, that's the government's argument, is that it's not that significant of a differentiator, and they can raise $85 billion. So to pay for the compliance and the regulation. And really what puzzles me, go off topic a little bit, but what puzzles me is that here we are, we've earned our stripes, as you will, in the mortgage industry for the amount of lending and the types of loans that were generated to put us into the situation and the losses that occurred or the bailouts that occurred based upon the mortgage industry. And now we have all this additional regulation and the fees that come with the regulation and things like that. But I haven't seen that the amount of revenue generated from these additional fees will be going to pay back the losses of the mortgages. You know, it's to fund these additional programs. So I'm a little perplexed why, if we're paying the additional revenue into the system, it should be staying within the mortgage industry and paying back the investors and or the government for the loans and such with Fannie and Freddie that took such heavy losses. But I think that it's interesting. When you mentioned LRES is buying investments, we are looking at those properties not for appreciation purposes. We only look at them as a cash flow return on investment.
Well, in fact, that's a great segue into LRES, the
company. So thank you for the update on the state of real estate. And, you know, for those of you who would like to know more about what Roger is referring to, David Stevens, the president of the MBA Association, Mortgage Bankers Association, wrote a piece about what Congress is looking to do with these added fees. And we need to definitely be active in the political action commissions of our associations as they try to help curtail some of Congress's activities. Because you're right, the money that is being paid into the system needs to go back to helping keep a strong and viable mortgage market.
Correct.
So, Roger, tell us about LRES. You are the president and CEO of LRES, the company, and you're actually the founder of this organization, right?
I am. LRES is it's an honor to work at LRES. We had our annual holiday party yesterday and just completely blessed, Eric, because we are a customer service provider. We don't make widgets. We simply are a customer service provider for both the customer and the client who pays us, and for the vendor partner, the real estate agent and appraiser in the field that chooses to do business for us. And we are so thankful for the amazing professionals that we work with on a daily basis. Two of our corporate goals, one is business partner of choice. And the business partner of choice is that we are completely aware that not only does our client have a choice where they are going to send order requests, but we understand that the vendor partner, the appraiser, the real estate agent also has a choice. We have a lot of competition in this industry. And therefore, if we, along with our competition, put an order request to an agent or an appraiser, why are they going to choose to do LRES work first? We want to see that an agent respects the fact that we give clear communication, we reimburse quickly, we have professional responses, we are very clear on what we would like to have as far as turn times, quality, and we want to minimize returns of work and questions back. So we have a tremendous amount of outreach communication with our vendor partners, and they are really the crux of our success. And we are so thankful that many of them consider LRES the business partner of choice and choose to do our work really ahead of our competition. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. People have choices, and it's our goal to create LRES as a business partner of choice. Well, how do we do that? We have another corporate goal that's the preferred employer, and we seek very diligently to employ the best qualified people at our company and give them very tremendous opportunities to succeed and grow professionally and work alongside other tremendous professionals. Eileen Kuramoto does an amazing job at recruiting for us. Yvonne Thompson in our HR department is amazing. And Brittany Hurd, who is our vendor manager, just does a great job at proactively communicating expectations to our vendor partners. So we are very, very fortunate, very blessed at our company.
Roger, how refreshing it is to hear a CEO of a national asset management company. Number one, you know all of these individuals by name, and because I know your company is of considerable size. In fact, how many employees do you have? And you are nationwide, right?
We are nationwide. We have 105 employees today. We had an amazing holiday party yesterday, and just the amount of affirmations that were around the room is very, very touching. Our retention rate is significant. It's something we take a lot of pride in, our retention rate. We had 8 people. We had 16 people when the company started, and 8 of those 16 are still with us. So that gives an indication of amazing dedication and quality of associates that we have in the company that's been built.
Well, congratulations on, sounds like a great culture there. And, culture begins with the top. And, you know, as a CEO goes, so does everyone else. And for you to recognize your partners here who are making things happen for you, you know, that's something that I think all CEOs need to recognize, and leaders of businesses, is that if the CEO is making it rain, working on the business, you know, as opposed to in the business, they need to recognize those who are working in the business, who are seeing to all the details actually come to fruition, that all the plans that are being, all the strategies that are put in place are actually happening. And it sounds like you have a great group of people that are doing that.
Amazing. Literally, we make customer service, and we remind ourselves that every day, Eric. And the customer service is not just to the client, to the associate and to the vendor partners. Well,
I guess in the service business, that's what we all produce, That's our product. A great customer service. And I love the fact that that's your goal, a vendor partner of choice and preferred employer. That should be the goal of every real estate agent, loan consultant, title representative, anyone who is providing service to consumers or to business partners. So, again, congratulations, Roger. I tell you, make me want to go work for you.
Well, it's an honor to hear that. Thank you.
So, folks, Roger's taking application. If you've been sold already, go to his website and apply online to be a part of the family there at LRES. So, Roger, you've laid out the state of real estate, and your company, you've got, 100 employees, and a time where, you know, business is down. Inventory is low. We're hearing about asset management companies like yours actually closing down, and some are even merging. What's going on in your industry, and what is LRES's strategic plan for 2013 to survive in what appears to be a contraction in the marketplace?
Yeah, it's a great question. There is a contraction in the marketplace. Again, in 2013, we'll have an estimated 5% reduction in new delinquencies and or new REO opportunity, if you will. You certainly don't like to say opportunity and REO in the same breath, but that's the reality of our business. There are, and Fannie Mae went away from outsourcers last year, so they've taken their business in-house, which I think as inventory shrink, more banks and servicing shops will take REO in-house, creating more opportunity for real estate agents to work directly with the servicers or the hedge funds and such. And, you know, I think it's an important note, Eric, to mention to the people listening to the show today that be careful who, or not be careful, but be aware of the companies you're working with, their strength, their financial capacity, maybe their DUNS credit report. Look on there's many online blogs that talk about reimbursement, timeliness, and, well, whether reimbursements are occurring at all. It's a beware situation. We all have the best intent. However, I just, as an agent myself, always want to make sure that my brethren are aware of who we're all working with and for, and the opportunity to get those reimbursements and or fees for appraisals and BPOs come back, not only in a timely manner, but at all. So that being said, we do see from a strategic plan this upcoming year, actually the next 5 years, Eric, our plan is to further diversify. So continue doing broker price opinions, both on loan sales. So when banks and companies are doing loan sales, we will provide BPOs there. We are doing default and origination appraisals as a national AMC. We are very aware of compliance, and we're looking at expanding our services into compliance. Commercial. 3 years ago, we made a very strategic decision to get into the commercial marketplace, providing services, and we've been successful. Our business grew significantly in the commercial world this past year alone. So after 2 years of working to break that barrier, our business it's taken a very strong hold into the commercial market. So we see both real estate investment, commercial and residential, origination, default, as far as services to provide. It goes back to that box of lemons. You know, you just keep looking for ways to create opportunity within the industry and the skill sets and the computer programs that you've built to manage those different types of processes effectively, efficiently, and communicate well to provide excellent customer service, generating more opportunity. But, you know, I think to sum it up, it's origination, default, residential, commercial, and then investment as well.
So, Roger, what percentage of your business right now is coming from traditional asset management with major corporate clients?
About 12 to 15% annually.
Wow.
The past 5 years. So
you're really diversified now.
We are. And we think that's why we're a growth company. We give the fact that we're a growth company a lot of credit to the diversification and the planning that we've done over the past several years. We are entering our 12th year, and we're very honored and excited about that. We continue to be very aware of the marketplace, Eric. You and I see each other at a lot of the conventions and shows around the country on a national basis, hosted by MBA, Housing Wire, DS News, and multiple media outlets host incredibly informative conferences. And the media that comes to us on a daily basis through newspaper and or magazines or online, awareness of the marketplace, working on the business, is extremely important.
You're definitely in the know, and you're right. One way of staying in the know is attending these conferences and reading. I know you're a voracious reader as well, keeping a track on what's happening in the industry. And I think this is reflected in your business, the fact that you're so well diversified, when at a time many companies are probably scrambling right now to figure out what to do because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the business isn't there. Where do we make up the losses? I'm impressed that only 12% of what funds a company like this REO, and the rest is in the other areas. So let's talk about each one. For the sake of our agents listening who are looking for opportunities to work with you, let's talk about REO and then BPO and then commercial. So in REO, given that it's only 12% of your business right now, where do you have the greatest need? What particular state or area do you have the greatest need? And is your network open right now to taking on new agents?
The network is always open. The reason being, again, as an agent, to create opportunity for yourself is always got to be there. So my decision there to keep the network open, Eric, we may think we have the best agent in a particular zip code or town or neighborhood. However, you may be better. I need to know that. It's silly for me, in my opinion, to close that out. Why would I potentially say no to a better agent, right? Yes, loyalty is extremely important. Doing a very quality job is always there. But if somebody else can remain consistently persistent, looking for business, doing backup broker price opinions, showing us samples of quality work, report cards from our competitors, those are opportunities to drive into a company, whether it's ours or our competition. If you know you are the best and better than who we're working with today, we may not change today, tomorrow, but not every agent is perfect to sell every property. So there may be a time where we just need to switch an agent on a certain property. And if you're the one that's in that area competing to get the opportunity, we're going to go with you next. And don't always assume that we have coverage in the entire country, because there are a few zip codes left, not many after 12 years, but there are still a few zip codes where we panic and say, oh my goodness gracious, we've got a property assignment and we don't have a qualified agent in a certain zip code. So always definitely be contacting Brittany Hurd is our head of vendor management, and she's at extension 153 at our company. But she is readily available. We have five people, Eric, five people in our company that do nothing but vendor management, talking with agents, talking with appraisers on a daily basis, communicating, making sure files are up to date, licenses, errors and omissions, insurance certificates, and making sure that we've got updated zip codes and the mapping is all in line. So we've got quite a significant compliance and vendor information portal that we have to take care of. But to do business with LRES, our network is always open because we want to make sure we're working with the best. And that's what's going to get us repeat business with our customers.
Well, Roger, that is great news that your network is open. And, you know, if you have a zip code, if you get an asset from one of your corporate clients and a zip code in which you do not have coverage, I guarantee you, if you come on the Powers now, I can fill that order in 5 minutes. So
excellent.
Keep that in mind.
I
want to put that out there to all the asset management companies that are listening right now and banks. If you need an immediate need, I can fill that order in less than 5 minutes. I promise you, on the Powers now. The other thing I'm impressed about is the fact that you're open. I mean, you're allowing people to compete. I mean, that's the spirit of a capitalistic society. You know, it's Darwin's theory, right? The strongest and the fittest survive. If you've got game, if you really believe you are the best, then you shouldn't give up until you get in, right? Continue to communicate, provide information and documentation. In fact, you just laid out a kind of an action plan for someone who's thinking about, you know, how do I get my next deal? Where Roger just told you what you should do and should be willing to do to communicate with any prospective client. So this is really good information, Roger. And I know that I speak for a lot of agents and liking to hear a CEO like yourself say that, you know, you're willing to go with the best person. And because I know that there are agents out there who see listings by agents working for asset management companies or banks, and they see that they're not doing a good job, and they're thinking, geez, if I had that listing, I could do a far better job than what this agent is doing. And if there was only someone I could tell I could possibly get that asset. I could get that opportunity. So I'm glad to hear that you're that way. You're open to listen and to hear from the agents in the community. So let's talk about the BPO opportunity. So you're doing a lot of, how much is BPO part of your business right now?
33%.
33%. So it sounds like there's significant opportunity there. Tell us about how agents can engage LRES with BPO business.
Again, being part of the network, a lot of REO selection is based upon the business that we do for BPO. So again, turn time and quality is really what it comes down to. Efficiencies, following instructions, getting the strong grades, responding quickly when a question is asked of clarification or missing information on a form. It's extremely important to that turn time and quality. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. It really always just comes down to turn time and quality. It's giving us that information. And to get in and create the opportunity, Eric, is exactly the same. You know, you've got to be persistent and wait for that opportunity. Do a second evaluation. If you were to say 91202 is your zip code, and we say, well, give me a property that was recently assigned to another agent, and I'll do one for no cost and show you how good mine is, right? It'd be an opportunity. And I'm not just talking about LRES. I'm talking about the industry.
Any company, sure.
Right. So because, you know, for your audience today and those listening, it's a competitive business, no doubt about it. Diversification is key, but there are so many opportunities with a lot of different asset management companies and valuation companies. But yeah, so to creating, keep knocking those doors. Persistence pays off. Find a way to find a way, right? And no excuses, no exceptions. Those are a lot of the things we preach around here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a focused effort in vendor management to make sure we've got the best coverage with the best agents with the highest quality value or highest quality work product. So,
well, at the end of the day, you have to satisfy your client. And so I can appreciate the emphasis on no excuses. No exceptions. It's all about getting results, the very best results you can provide.
That's right. That's right.
So, Roger, let's talk about REO and investment, and then we're going to go to our VIP co-host. You're buying and selling, and there's some opportunities for agents to sell to you, right? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. We, 2 years ago, began investing. And again, we didn't invest based upon appreciation. We invested in areas that we felt we could, that had a low barrier to entry with good work, a mature workforce, some good employment statistics in that area, and that the cash flow from rents are relatively high as far as percentage of what we would pay for a property compared to the rent. We would even create a potentially a lease-to-own or rent-to-own environment. So we bought several low-priced homes that we repaired and we have rented, and it's been extremely successful. So we have formed our second investment pool, and we're actually forming a third while we purchase and complete the money investments in investment number two. But we are active in Atlanta, the greater Atlanta area. We're active in the state of Tennessee and a lot of those large metropolitans. We've looked at Texas, in multiple areas in Texas, and so those are the three states that we're considering and looking at today. So if anyone in the audience has some available properties that they feel would be good long-term 5 to 6 year rental properties, please do contact me. That'd be greatly appreciated.
So if an agent has great property, what do you need from them? Like a prospectus showing what market rents are and that kind of thing, and just kind of sell you on the idea that this is a great acquisition?
Absolutely. And we are buying single family and multifamily in those areas. Repairs don't intimidate us. So we're good there. We do buy in cash, and we buy and we close quickly. So it's interesting because it's not just REO that we're buying. The first pool of property, pardon me, not REO, the first pool of properties that we bought were actually an estate sale. It's a probate sale where a gentleman had a large quantity of single family property. And so we didn't have a tremendous amount of competition, but a very strong and persistent LRES agent made us aware of the opportunity, and it was a great win-win for both. So we were very excited, and we are actually buying, I think it's 2 short sales now. I think that's what they've bid on, but it's not just REO that we're buying. We're buying retail, and we're buying all sorts of different opportunities that we're looking at. So it's good. But single family.
You mentioned Atlanta, Texas, and Tennessee. What about California? You know where you live.
Right. The barrier to entry for us in California, we felt, has been a little high as far as the rental rates. We really like the Atlanta area because of the workforce. It's a good, mature, strong, consistent workforce. The rents seem to be a higher percentage compared to the barrier to entry of the acquisition price of the properties.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
The ratios in California just don't work for us yet. But, you know, it's all about a plan, right, Eric? It's about a plan. So everybody's plan is going to be different. But having that plan, knowing your plan, challenging your plan, adapting your plan is what's the key. And so that's what we're consistently focused on is, are we in the right area? Reading, and talking with agents and learning about different marketplaces. And somebody on the show today may say, no. Don't look at those areas. Look over here. And this is
right.
We want to know the why. We need the why factor. So
if you need the why factor, then I guess any area in California or perhaps other areas would be at least open for discussion if can, you know, prove the why. And you're looking for a certain cash flow or return on your investment.
Right.
And I'm sure that you can provide that information when they contact you, exactly what kind of return you're looking for so they can do the numbers.
We have our criteria mapped out, so it's easy to... We can make decisions pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, Roger, I could talk to you all day long, and I'm sure my VIP co-host are getting mad at me because I'm asking all the questions, and we're coming close to the end of this show. Well, I'm going to give you a break, Roger, to catch your breath. And when we come back, we're going to bring on Keith Thompson. He's going to ask our first question, then Diane Langston, and then Lynetta Cornelius. And I think, folks, after those guys, we won't have any more time because Roger has another interview in about 15 minutes, and we don't want to make him late for that. So I really appreciate you, Roger, taking time to be on the show today. We'll be right back, folks, right after this commercial break.
Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on the Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have the Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University, it's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have the Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have the Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have the Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight like programs or shows, I encourage you to listen to them right there on the Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on the Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on the Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on ActiveRank. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on the Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on the Power Is Now.
With Roger B., CEO of LREV Corporation. And folks, I don't know about you, but I have enjoyed this conversation today with Roger. I'm so impressed with the organization and with him and all that they're doing. It sounds like there's a great culture happening there at LREV, and my congratulations to Roger and the entire team there in LREV in Orange, the beautiful city of Orange, California. Well, we're now ready to start the Q&A period, and first up is Keith Thompson. And Keith, if you could take a moment and tell our audience about who you are, where you're at, and then ask a question of our guest. And I want to remind my VIP co-host that our guest needs to leave in about 10 minutes. So if we could be brief in our questions, I would appreciate it.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Eric. My name is Keith Thompson. I'm with Prudential California Realty, based in Hermosa Beach, California. Good morning, Roger. I have two brief questions, some of which you've already touched on. First, a couple of years ago, outsourcers started looking at rentals as part of asset disposition. Now, I haven't seen any visible implementation yet. HAFA started their Fresh Start program. We have hedge fund involvement. Agents started to acquire property management certifications, but really haven't been able to apply them yet. Are you able to touch on any directives relating to rentals and forecast 2013's property management role in correlation to asset disposition?
It's a good question, Keith, and I've read a lot about it. We, as a company, have not been involved in that. Wish I could give you more detail on that. The companies we sell REO today, it's simply disposition. Not one of our customers. We have 7 today. We have 2 new contracts that we just are very, very fortunate to have signed that have not even started sending assets yet. But so of those 9, and of which 3 of the 9 are very, very small, none of them have mentioned to us any upcoming strategies around rental. It's simply about disposition. But, and I apologize not being able to give you more detail on that from any experience that we've had.
That's quite all right. I appreciate that. And the other was, you know, prior to the election, it was reported there were 4.2 million homes in late-stage delinquency or actually entered foreclosure. HAMP couldn't really serve the demand. Buyers kind of took to the sidelines due to lack of inventory and investors. I don't see, you know, having the election results, I don't see the administration policies changing much. What do you forecast the outsourcers and REO agents will see in 2013 for new assignments?
I see a reduction, about a 5-7% reduction. Again, Chase is quoting an additional 1.2 million new delinquencies in addition to the 4.2 that you mentioned. In addition, they are also quoting approximately 650,000 redefaults on the mods that have been put into place. So we're definitely, 2013 is not going to, quote, be the end of default and REO as far as in the front pages of the news. It's going to remain front page news probably the next 2 to 3 years. That being said, I think that the same players who have REO inventory today will continue to have REO inventory as it continues to reduce, right? I probably won't see a bunch of acquisitions or merging and things like that. but opportunity will continue to be there for real estate agents. And again, it's a farm, right? So what part of your farming decision is to be with asset managers, banks, and hedge funds, and knowing where those assignments, who's got that B of A account, who's got the Chase account and Wells and such. So, you know who the outsourcers are that are getting business, and know who you're doing business with, and make sure those reimbursements are getting paid timely to the agents. That's very, very important as well. I don't see a huge amount of increase in people's inventories.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be either. So would you say that there is, one could look at it as if they're allotted business for, say, 2012, they could take 5% off of that and must come into a fair number?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Keith. And a great question. In fact, Roger, I would like to know more about property management among asset management companies. So that's a show, folks, will be coming up soon. If you're in the Manhattan Beach area, you want to consider Keith Thompson. He is an experienced, dynamic real estate professional. If you're looking to list your home for sale or to buy a home, consider Keith Thompson. Next up is Diane Langston. Diane, thank you for being on the call today. And tell the audience a little bit about yourself and ask your question of Roger Bean.
Thank you very much, Eric, for having me on the show this morning. And again, hello, Roger. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
You as well.
Just a little bit about myself. Thank you. Just a little bit about myself. I am a licensed real estate professional, a broker, the principal broker of Quality Real Estate Services, located in Fairfield, California. I've been associated with REO since the mid-1990s and transitioning into the latter 90s and 2000, the majority of our business was conducted with private individuals. And it seems to be taking that turn again, and I'm very, very excited about that because most real estate professionals are very social people, and we really do enjoy working with people. I don't so much have a question for Roger today as much as, well, in fact, I'd like to commend him for his appreciation for the vendor partners. I'm sure I don't have to tell you, as a real estate professional yourself, one of the greatest frustrations that we experience and share among each other is that many times there seems to be no appreciation for the hard work that we provide, the services we provide, and the attention that we pay to the properties that are assigned to us, and sometimes it seems to go unnoticed. So it's really great to hear you say that you value the vendor partner. Not only that, but you are training your staff and your company is positioned to appreciate the real estate professional, the trusted advisor in so many of these transactions that we are a part of. And I just want you to know that as you go into 2013, that I hope you continue with that. And coming from the CEO, coming from the leadership, coming from the head of the company, it's important to know that the work and the service we provide is appreciated and is noticed and recognized.
Diane, you're very kind. And listen, selling many REOs in the field, I know that the asset management company expects you as an agent to drop everything, get out to that property and make sure the key is in the lockbox. Drop everything, get out there and make sure the sign is there, your monthly reports, your, listen, working REO is not as sexy as it's put up to be. You know, it's a vacant house. Oh, you just, you know, somebody else comes out and rekeys the property, put the for sale sign out and do that. It is the furthest from the truth. It is, in my opinion, one of the most difficult sale transactions to accomplish because of the strict requirements on the instructions to follow. And again, because we have the multiple amount of customers that we have, just because LRES assigns a real estate property to be sold doesn't mean the instructions are going to be the same. One of our customers will expect it to be sold as is. One's going to be expecting it to be sold as repaired. One wants a marketing plan to sell it within 6 months, and one wants it sold in 30 days. So the instructions are extremely, extremely important for us to communicate effectively and minimize the opportunities for you to have to drop everything. That's the last thing we want to do is in our planning is, and it's going to happen, but we want to minimize the opportunity for you to have to drop everything and do something for us. So we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Roger. And you also made two other comments that I want to address. One, you talked about the need to be certain of who you're working with in terms mm-hmm. of reimbursements. I sincerely mm-hmm. appreciate that. And I know the majority of the broker community is going to appreciate hearing that because I personally have had companies file bankruptcy on me and I was
right.
never reimbursed for
right.
several thousand dollars I had spent in
right.
Utilities. And so it's good to hear that from you, and it's good for agents to know that it's not always just you that the onus is put on in order to be timely to get the reimbursements in, but make sure that having done
yeah.
all of that, you are actually going to be reimbursed. Mm-hmm. And the other comment I want to make, when you said, now we all hate reassignments. I even hate to receive them because I feel mm-hmm. for the agent on the other end and I know my time is coming. But there mm-hmm. are some properties that are not suitable for the agent. There are some properties that I had wished had never been assigned to me. I'll be right. perfectly honest with you. But it's not the nature of a real estate professional to reject any listing. We go ahead, we service the listing, and we do the best we can. But I have had listings that I actually wish they weren't mine.
Of course. Whether it's retail, relocation, REO, I mean, it happens to all of us, yes? So
right. The traffic is so busy you can't even park in the street. Or I've had listings where I sent contractors to the property and they wouldn't get out of the truck.
Right.
They kept going.
Right.
So when you
well,
say
like
that,
I said,
that
REO
is
not
that
as
is true.
Yeah, REO is not as sexy as it sounds. Agents that say, "Oh, I'm getting into REO," I'm just saying, "Good luck, good luck."
Right.
Buyer beware. So.
And tell
absolutely.
Agents to strap in. Strap in, because
right.
it could be a rough ride.
Right.
Again,
well, Diane, thank you. Thank you, Diane, for your wonderful comments. And, folks, if you're looking to buy or to sell in Fairfield, you should check out Diane with Quality Real Estate Services in Fairfield, California. Next up is Lynetta Cornelius. Lynetta, please tell the audience a little bit about yourself and ask Roger your first question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm a real estate broker with Lynetta Cornelius Real Estate. And the question I have, well, first of all, I'm very proud to be an approved broker with LRES, and I see that there's very exciting times ahead, and I'm glad to be a part of that. The question I do have for you today, Roger, is you spoke briefly concerning shadow inventory, and this is still a very hot topic with agents and brokers. We're wondering, when is that listing coming? And what I am noticing to be the trend is that a lot of what we thought was shadow inventory is going into the auction pools and the auction houses. Can you speak to that and either break that theory or just, you know, kind of give us some clarification on that?
Absolutely. So thanks for that question. HUD has recently announced, I think it was Housing Wire Monday that had this published, 40,000 HUD loans are going to be sold in the second quarter. So HUD is selling defaulted loans, and the auctions are absolutely becoming more and more busy. B of A is auctioning a tremendous amount of property. So you all will start to see that. You know, contact the auction companies, get on their websites, know where these properties are. But indeed, you are correct. There's no doubt auctions and loan sales will continue to come. And, you know, I think that's one of the most difficult parts about being an REO agent is you're tracking a certain property. It'll say B of A, and it becomes HSBC. And then HSBC puts it in a pool, and it gets sold. And then the next thing you know, it's on auction, and you missed the opportunity to either list or represent the buyer. It's a very, very difficult tracking process, and the paper moves very quickly, title changes, and before you know it, it's been sold to either an investor or a retail homeowner. So it's incumbent upon all of you, if you see a certain property in your area, to be very strategic. You're a CSI at that point, so to find the titled movement on those properties. But you're going to see a lot of auctions and a lot of loan sales occurring.
Great. Thank you so much for your response.
Sure.
Well, Lynetta, I hate to hold you to one question. Do you have another one?
No, absolutely. No, that was the only one that I had. Thank you, Eric.
Okay, great. Well, Roger, you're just in time for your next interview. I want to thank you for taking time to join us today on the Powers Now online radio. And I know I speak for the audience in saying that, you know, we appreciate the wisdom that you have shared with us, the knowledge, your expertise, and also how you're running your company. And my hat is off to you for being a great CEO and communicating the right messages to your team. And that is being demonstrated in the experiences of agents that work with your company. I'd like to give you the last word before we move to some final announcements and close out the show.
Eric, thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege to be on the call today and to speak with you. My parting words are to remain persistent to the brokerage community and all of us as entrepreneurs on the line today and on the show. Be persistent, educate yourself. I'm going to steal your line, Eric. The power is now because of the education we give ourselves. Know the ever-changing rules. Follow the properties. Know your inventory. Be ready for the call. We literally, I mentioned earlier, we are annual holiday party yesterday as a company, and four of us came back because we received a call. One of our sales associates had a relationship 20 plus years ago, and the call came and said, are you still there and are we ready to go? Can we do this with you? So be persistent. Never stop pausing and reflecting and planning. And the last thing is we always want to do is have fun. Enjoy what you're doing. Have a passion for what you're doing and embrace the change and embrace the marketplace. It's a thrill to be in our industry and doing what we do. And I've just really enjoyed our time today, Eric.
Well, I have too, Roger. Thank you again. I look forward to seeing you tonight. For those of you who are in Orange County, my congratulations to Alicia Chen for being the 2013 president for the Asian Real Estate Association in Orange County. And Roger and I will be attending that installation tonight. And so congratulations, Alicia, if you're listening to the show. And Roger, I will see you tonight. Thank you again for being on The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, folks, that's a wrap of The Power Is Now. I want to thank our incredible VIP host. Folks, if you're in San Ramon, California, definitely check out Lynetta Cornelius Real Estate if you're looking to sell or buy a home in San Ramon. Didn't mean for that to rhyme. It just does, Lynetta. Thank you all for joining us today, and I appreciate each of my VIP co-hosts. And you might be wondering, well, how do I become a VIP co-host? Well, contact me directly, because it is Inside Deal. It's not what you know, it's who you know. On The Power Is Now. Thank you for joining us today, and I want to let you know that next week, we're going to have Louis Amaya, the CEO of iServe, president of iServe. I'm not sure if he's a CEO and president, but he is the president of iServe, which is an asset management company, a servicing company, and a mortgage company. So you want to tune in next Thursday at the same time and hear from Louis Amaya, president of iServe. Well, folks, I'm excited just about this conversation with Roger. I appreciate his friendship. I appreciate who he is in our industry, an industry leader, CEO of LRES Corporation. Well, this show would not be possible if it wasn't for the Power Is Now team. Deidre Davey, relationship manager and screener. Denny Grubbs, who does our website and maintains the social media. Slav Paykov, he's our sound and music engineer. And then Logo Desire, who creates our flyers. And finally, my daughters, who stand in for me as backup host on The Power Is Now, Erica Frazier and Brianna Frazier Cannon. Well, remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining the call. Have an awesome day today. See you next week on The Power Is Now.